Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the I Can't Sleep podcast with Benjamin Boster. If you're tired of sleepless nights, you'll love the I Can't Sleep podcast. I help quiet your mind by reading random articles from across the web to bore you to sleep with my soothing voice. Each episode provides enough interesting content to hold your attention, and then your mind lets you drift off. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. That's I Can't Sleep with Benjamin Boster.
Hunt a Killer is back at it again with what I consider to be the best murder mystery subscription box out there. These games are super fun to get immersed in with yourself or friends, and of course, they're creepy and mysterious, which we love. Right now, you can go to huntakiller.com/scarymysteries and use the code SCARY to get 20% off of your order. With every delivery, you'll sift through piles of documents, evidence, audio recordings, and case files. You'll eliminate suspects and identify murder weapons until you ultimately crack the case and catch a killer. Join the thousands of other people in their spoiler-free community to talk about the game or just all things true crime. So go right now to huntakiller.com/scarymysteries and use the code SCARY for 20% off. Five mysterious and strange burial sites. It's nearly impossible to describe cemeteries as pleasant places to visit. After all, they embody the whole idea of death and mortal decay. As grim as they are, it shouldn't come as a big surprise that some of these graves could appear weird and bizarre. So here on this list, we check out five mysterious and strange burial sites from around the world. Number 5. 1800s Alien Gravesite. There are many things that make a town popular. Remarkable tourist spots, magnificent buildings, and even the people themselves. For the small town, middle of nowhere township of Aurora, Texas, though, their claim to fame literally came from outer space. On April 19, 1897, a mysterious airship, a term for UFOs in the past, came cruising through the sky and smashed right through a windmill owned by the town's judge before finally crashing into the ground. Aurorans were quick to check in on the incident. At the site, they found the spacecraft heavily damaged by the impact. They managed to pull out the pilot, who was reported to be not of this world, and the army officials from the nearby Fort Worth outrightly said it was a Martian. The alien, whom the townsfolk lovingly called Ned, did not survive the crash. He was buried with Christian rites by the community at the Aurora Cemetery, and the burial ground has since been given a Texas Historical Commission marker. As the story goes, the town locals went on to place a headstone bearing what appears to be a crude etching of the alien ship. With regards to the vessel, there were mixed accounts about the UFO wreckage. Some reports said that they were dumped into a nearby well under the damaged windmill, and others claim that some of the parts were buried with its pilot. Meanwhile, UFO enthusiasts have been petitioning the government to allow them to exhume the burial spot. Authorities, however, remain adamant in denying such requests. Unfortunately, the alien so-called tombstone has been stolen. It was lost in 1972, taken by a yet-to-be-identified perpetrator or perpetrators. Local government officials have been calling for any information that could lead to the object's recovery, and understandably, there were those who doubted the story. In 1980, a report cited an 86-year-old Aurora resident who said that it was nothing but a big fabrication. The informant said, "It was written as a joke to bring interest to Aurora. The railroad bypassed us and the town was dying." Regardless of whether it's real or not, Ned's strange burial site did in fact put the town of Aurora into the national limelight. Number 4. Turning Angel Statue. It sounds a bit unusual that a cemetery could become a must-see tourist spot. However, once you get a glimpse of the famous Angelic Guardian of Natchez City Cemetery, you'll understand why it's both intriguing and tragic at the same time. It all began on March 14, 1908. There was a huge explosion at a local drug manufacturing company in Natchez, the sole city in Adams County, Mississippi. The reports at that time described the horror of the incident, and according to one account, the explosion was so massive it totally destroyed the five-story brick structure located at the corner of Main and South Union Street. The destruction killed numerous people, most of whom were employees working that day. Among the casualties in the incident were five very young employees, the youngest of which was reportedly just 12 years old. The explosion put the Natchez Drug Company out of business. The owner was heartbroken over the tragedy and couldn't live with the guilt. To show regret, he purchased an entire lot and converted it into a graveyard, and there he buried the employees who died in the explosion. He also commissioned the erection of a sculpture resembling that of an angel to be placed at the gravesite. The monument in question is now being referred to as the Turning Angel. It bears the inscription that reads, "Erected by the Natchez Drug Company to the memory of the unfortunate employees who lost their lives in the great disaster that destroyed its building on March 14, 1908. The Turning Angel statue has since caught the attention of many for its apparent creepiness. Drivers who happened to pass by this famous Mississippi gravesite would often talk of their spooky experiences. They say that at night, when they drive past Cemetery Road, their headlights would unintentionally shine upon the grave monument, which stands near the front of the burial site. As this happens, the angel would then appear to turn just as their car passes by." It's said that this is just one of the many intriguing stories of people who were buried at the Natchez City Cemetery. Despite the number of explanations given to this phenomena, it still can't be helped that others would feel the hairs at the back of their heads raise for no reason. Considering its tragic backstory, Perhaps the gesture serves as a reminder for everyone about the untimely death of those five poor young girls. Number 3. Trunnion Burial Grounds. Funeral customs different from culture to culture. For instance, the Zoroastrians of India have a practice of placing their dead on raised structures. They are left there to be devoured by scavengers like vultures. And in Papua New Guinea, there is a tribe whose funeral traditions include smoking the dead bodies to be mummified. They are then placed in lifelike positions in the jungles as shrines. In Bali, Indonesia, there is a village whose people lay their dead in a really bizarre manner, a weird practice that any outsider would outright call barbaric. The town is called Trunnion. It lies on the east shore of Lake Batar, a 5-mile-wide crater lake situated at the foot of Mount Batar, which is an active volcano in eastern Bali. Among the interesting spots in Trunnion, one that catches the most attention is its infamous cemetery. Visiting the graveyard is no easy trek. It's so remote that it can only be accessed by boat, then a wade across the deep but picturesque Lake Batar. Upon arriving, visitors can see at least a dozen bamboo cages built in the shape of triangular prisms. The rites work in such a way that when a member of the village dies, his or her body will then be wrapped in white cloth and the head exposed. The corpse is then placed inside one of these cages. When the cage is occupied, the mourners will have to remove the old body that has been laid there to make room for the new inhabitant. The gathered remains are meanwhile placed on a pile along with the rest of the corpses that have been evicted. All these exhumed bodies are literally laid down on the ground and left to rot. Like a killing field, they are left there until all the flesh, fat, and muscles decompose. From time to time, the villagers come to visit the graveyard to check on their deceased loved ones. When all the remains are bones, they then take the skull and add it to the ever-growing row of craniums circling a large Taru Menyan tree. This tree, whose name literally means nice-smelling tree, secretes a substance that effectively neutralizes the rotting odor of the bodies. It's interesting to note that studies have yet to be conducted to determine how this plant is able to eradicate the foul smell. Tourists, however, swear on the fact that even in very close proximity with the decomposing bodies, they couldn't smell a single thing. No one knows why the people of Trunnion don't bury their dead deep in the ground or even cremate them, as is often done by other tribes in Bali. The townsfolk did say that their strange custom came out of their reverence or fear of the mighty Mount Batar volcano. Opinions, especially from tourists, vary from person to person. Some say that the sight of bodies left out in the open creates a gory scene. However, others tend to appreciate the uniqueness of the tradition. One thing's for sure, though, this cemetery is not for the faint of heart. Number 2. Witch Grave. The thing about ghost towns is that there's a high possibility that one could hear spooky local tales. St. Omer in Coles County, Illinois, is one of those abandoned places with a very weird story to tell. Founded in 1852, it only took around 30 years before the small town called it quits. By the mid-1880s, there was literally no one living in St. Omer. Either its residents left its gates for greener pastures, or its people were interred for eternity at its now famous St. Omer Cemetery. If not for this graveyard, St. Omer would be relatively unknown. The point of interest here is this one unusual monument belongs to the Barnes family. It's hard to miss its unique features. Instead of the usual tombstone shape, this grave has a large sphere resting on top of what appears to be a pile of logs of kindle. It does look like a funeral pyre or a stack of wood typically set up to burn witches in the old days. And the fact is, its popularity really does have something to do with witchcraft. Buried under this gravestone are four people: Marcus Barnes, his parents, Granville and Sarah, and his wife, Caroline. According to local lore, Caroline was rumored to have been practicing witchcraft and was put to death because of it. And it was because of this that within the legend, the name of the place, Witch's Grave, came to be. The controversy doesn't end there, however. Some records said that the 23-year-old woman died either on February 26th or 28th of 1882. But the spherical monument indicated her death date on the impossible day of February 31st. Apparently, the impossible date had a rather creepy purpose. It said that a witch would rise again from the grave on the date that she had died, and so the people would intentionally put a wrong death date to prevent the witch from ever coming back. Aside from the odd date, one could also notice the tombstone's spherical shape. Many people believed this to be the actual ball the alleged sorceress had used. It is also said that the ball would sometimes glow bright on moonlit nights. Long before the advent of camera phones, people actually used film to take photographs and capture images. It so happened that tourists who used film cameras in the past couldn't develop images that were taken at the Barnes grave, and no one really knows why this happened, although digital cameras work just fine. Keen observers may notice that the monument faces north and south rather than the conventional east and west direction. While there are no documents or historical evidence to support the witchcraft rumors, the graveyard has in some ways put St. Omer among the list of must-see strange places to visit. Number 1. Small River Cemetery, Number 5. Who would have known that in the middle of a punishing desert, there could be found a cemetery? And it's not just any ordinary burial site. It's the kind that would pique the interest of researchers and archaeologists alike. The graveyard in question is known as the Small River Cemetery No. 5. It's an ancient cemetery found in the Tarim Basin, an area of arid desert near Lop Nor in Xinjiang, western China. This particular burial ground is but one of the dozen other ancient cemeteries found in the place. The Xieho Cemetery, as it is now popularly being called, was discovered in 1934 and was fully excavated in 2005. Experts there unearthed close to 200 graves, and among these were found 30 well-preserved dead bodies that they now call the Tarim Mummies. Through carbon dating, it's been confirmed that the deceased inhabitants had lived here around 4,000 years ago. Despite being found in one of China's vast desert regions, those interred here have striking European features with brown hair and long noses. They were buried in coffins that were shaped like overturned boats, and the arid environments, as well as the high salt content in the soil, enabled the bodies to dry out quickly, long before they underwent the usual decomposing process. Unlike their counterparts from ancient Egypt, the human remains here have mummified naturally. While this has been impressive enough, there are also other intriguing and mysterious matters about the Small River Cemetery No. 5. Considering that cemeteries are supposed to be places where we are reminded of the afterlife, this unnamed group of people had instead used this as an opportunity to manifest their intense interest in sexual pleasure. On site, one could find blatant sexual iconographies like the 13-foot-tall poles that act as phallic symbols. To match this, Chinese archaeologists also found symbolic vulvas drawn and etched in front of each grave. No one knows the reason behind such perverse aesthetic choices, but the scientists behind the excavation said that this could be a reflection of their obsession with procreation. They believe that this community placed great importance on fertility and the continuity of life. With regards to the people, archaeologists have yet to find any evidence of settlements or towns within the several miles surrounding the cemetery. This inadvertently raised many questions about the lives of those who were buried there. Some believe that this unknown tribe may have lived somewhere else and had to make a journey to bury their dead. Others surmise that they may have actually settled in this unforgiving and harsh desert area. The Small River Cemetery people lived more than 4,000 years ago, and we can't help but wonder, what kind of life did they lead? What exactly inspired them to erect such sexually suggestive structures in their graveyards? Until these questions are answered, we will be left with nothing but hearsays and speculations. So there were five mysterious and strange burial sites. How we bury our dead largely depends on many things like religion, culture, and era. While most traditions appear normal to us, some are just downright unique and on the borderline of being called disturbing. If you guys enjoyed this video, then please subscribe to our channel. We have three new videos coming out every single week for you guys to check out. Appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you soon.